Good afternoon. An area of energy and moisture continues to pivot through interior New York and New England. Gradually, sunshine will come back. It's already occurring across parts of the central, northern, and western Adirondacks and Mohawk Valley and western Catskills, while parts of the upper Hudson Valley, greater Capital District, and mid-Hudson Valley points east still underneath some cloud cover, which will continue to break up. Precipitation has all but come to an end, and as the clouds break up, we'll see temperatures respond, and most everyone will be in the lower to mid-70s for afternoon highs. High pressure will build in later today and especially tonight, and skies will continue to clear out after dark. With clear skies and mainly light winds, another cool night, but seasonably so, with low temperatures dropping back into the lower 50s. As we get into the day tomorrow, that high pressure center will settle in overhead and we'll enjoy brilliant sunshine and a warming trend with a southwesterly wind flow developing. Temperatures will climb into the lower 80s. Humidity levels will stay low for the comfortable feel lasting into the afternoon. Humidity will start to build Saturday night and especially during the day on Sunday for Father's Day. Sunshine will gradually give way to billowing clouds during the afternoon, and there is the risk of a passing isolated shower or thunderstorm, but mainly dry, with highs on Sunday reaching into the upper 80s. On Monday, even warmer, with temperatures reaching into the lower 90s, with a late day thunderstorm possible, otherwise hazy sun and more humid. The next front will come through on Monday night into Tuesday morning with more showers and storms, then we'll dry it out, cooler on Tuesday but still warm with highs in the lower 80s and lower to mid 80s with more sunshine Wednesday and Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, stormy weather is expected to move from the northern plains to the upper Midwest as a potent weather disturbance crosses near the Canadian border with the best chance of severe weather over Minnesota and Wisconsin. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of severe storms in this region. Although strong winds and hail are the primary risks, the same storm system is expected to produce heavy rainfall from northern Minnesota to Wisconsin, with a general 1 to 2 inch rainfall amounts likely. Meanwhile, tropical moisture associated with the future remnants of what is now Tropical Storm Bud will begin to move into southern Arizona and New Mexico by later today and into tomorrow. Anomalous moisture levels for this time of year, prior to the typical onset of monsoon season, will result in scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, with the possibility that some could produce localized flooding. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-70s, Boston increasing sunshine in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower to middle 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low, 57, the record high, 96, set in 1988, and the record low, 42, in 1985. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:35 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Gradual increasing sunshine this afternoon with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s to around 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, becoming partly sunny with a slight risk of a shower today and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, becoming mostly sunny through the afternoon hours with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, gradually becoming partly sunny this afternoon, still just the outside risk of a shower with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Gradual increasing sunshine through the afternoon hours with temperatures reaching into the lower and middle 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, low humidity, lower 80s. Sunshine with billowing clouds developing on Sunday afternoon for Father's Day. The humidity will go up, leading to an isolated thunderstorm late in the day with highs in the upper 80s. A mix of hazy sun and clouds Monday, hot and humid with an isolated to scattered thunderstorm later in the day, highs in the lower 90s. Scattered showers and storms Monday night, perhaps some on Tuesday morning, then increasing sunshine Tuesday afternoon, a bit cooler but still warm with lower humidity, lower 80s. Mostly sunny, pleasant Wednesday, lower 80s, and a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid 80s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.